Also in the news today, Europeans are puzzled by the White House's proposal to increase taxes on profits made by American companies operating in their countries. President Barack Obama proposed the new tax measure on Monday. It's part of a larger tax reform package designed to raise more money as the U.S. deficit soars. As the world's Jerry Hatton reports, the Europeans think that the Obama plan is going to mean short-term gain and long-term pain.
U.S. companies make a lot of money in Europe. In Spain, for example, business generated by American firms equals about 8% of Spain's GDP. American products are a part of every European's life.
¿Habrá gente a la que le guste navegar por la red?
Take Apple's iPhone, advertised heavily on Spanish television. What Apple earns selling one is subject to Spanish tax, but not to American tax, as long as that profit stays offshore. Mr. Obama's reform eliminates that loophole. If he has his way, all American profits overseas would be taxed at U.S. corporate rates, no matter where the money is held.
It's an awful idea. It's a really bad idea.
Pedro Videla runs the economics department at Barcelona's IESE Business School. He says applying U.S. tax carte blanche will hobble American competitiveness because the American firms would be taxed twice, in their host country and back home.
And then when you look at corporate taxes, United States, when you add up the state taxes and the federal taxes, is one of the highest in the world, actually the second only to Japan. It's about 35%. So in this case, the American companies, what they are going to do, they cannot compete with the Chinese producing tractors, they won't compete with other Asian firms producing all type of goods. So that will imply that at the end, the amount of jobs created will go down, it won't go up.
That's not Mr. Obama's goal. He's trying to accomplish two things: to fill government coffers to fund economic recovery projects, not to mention the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he wants to bring jobs home. Pete Hahn is an economist at the Cass Business School in London. He says this corporate tax reform would in fact create jobs, but not for Americans.
It's applied in a very crude way, and U.S. companies do find that they have to withdraw from certain markets. It should be an opportunity to increase jobs at other foreign multinationals and domestic companies. I think that would happen relatively quickly.
Fewer U.S. competitors, more jobs for Europeans, producing everything from toothpaste to laptop computers. On the surface, says economist Pedro Videla, this sounds like a favorable scenario for Europeans. But he says it would actually be bad for consumers here.
Because Americans were producing cheaper the product. Now will come a European company that can produce it but at a higher price. Why these companies producing now not American? Because Americans have been overtaxed. So as a consumer, I'm worse off.
But President Obama's corporate tax overhaul is far from a shoo-in. Republicans and some Democrats in Congress oppose it, and American big business is gearing up to fight it. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton in Barcelona.